Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Have you ever tried ice skating? It's the perfect activity for this chilly winter season. And this winter, the popular seaside Momochi area, a well-known spot for sightseeing and relaxation, has opened the Seaside Momochi Ice Skating Park. The special ice skating rink is open for a limited time until February 24th at the plaza in front of Fukuoka Tower. And in addition to skating, the park will host seasonal events. Until December 25th, Momochi will hold its first ever Christmas market for some festive cheer. From December 28th to January 13th, the park will transform into a New Year celebration area, featuring a temporary shrine area with karomatsu, the traditional pine decorations, and a giant torii gate. From January 16th to February 24th, the park will adopt a Valentine's theme with heart-shaped monuments to set a romantic mood. There will also be skating lessons, performances, and shows for everyone to enjoy. The rink is open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., though hours may change depending on the weather. Be sure to check the official website before heading out. The admission fee is 1,700 yen for adults and 1,200 yen for children in junior high school and under. Skate rentals are included in this price. This is a fun winter activity for both kids and adults that you can only enjoy during this season. So, don't miss out. Make plans to visit the Seaside Momochi Ice Skating Park this winter.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Fukuoka City wants you to enjoy your winter holidays safely and enjoyably, and has a few tips to share. From the end of the year to the start of the year, there are a lot of opportunities to drink alcohol. So make sure, 100%, that you don't drink and drive. Don't make others drink and drive. Never allow someone to drink and drive. And don't ignore someone who would drink and drive. Even cycling after drinking is against the law. And it's important to remember that even the next day, you might have some alcohol in your system or will be hungover. In that case, even if you think you only have a little bit of alcohol left in your system, it doesn't mean you should drive, because you shouldn't. Also, every year, the end of the year sees more and more traffic accidents. If you're out late at night, make sure you're wearing bright or reflective clothes that are easy for drivers to notice. And if you are driving or even cycling, make sure you turn your headlights on earlier in the evening. Next, we have a warning about investment scams and romance scams via social media. There's been a sharp increase in fraud cases where people are tricked into investing money by individuals they meet through social media or dating apps, or by scammers pretending to be celebrities. To protect yourself, be cautious of investment solicitations on social media or the internet. If someone you've never met in person discusses money, assume it might be a scam. Any investment pitch that includes phrases like guaranteed profits or guaranteed principal is a scam. Keep these 3 points in mind to avoid falling victim. Finally, avoid smoking while walking outdoors or riding a bicycle, and try to refrain from smoking outdoors when people are around. Your cooperation is appreciated in this season. Let's protect ourselves and our loved ones and enjoy a safe and enjoyable winter holiday. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.